From our Stars and Dogs segment, it's time for this week's Dog.
We're gonna do the dog right now. So the dog of the week this week is Home Capital Group, and the symbol is HCG. So what I will say right away is that there was no debate this week about who was going to be the dog. It's very rare that you get a situation like this. Essentially, what happened is on Tuesday, the shares of Home Capital plunged a whooping 60%, over 60% actually, in one day. So what happened? Well, a lot of things happened here. It's a sad story, unfortunately, and we don't know exactly, people don't know exactly what the details are in terms of the culpability of the company or what, to what extent they misled investors. But essentially what happened is this company was once a market darling. I'll just explain quickly what they do. They were the largest alternative lender, mortgage lender in Canada. So basically like a bank, they in many ways compete with the banks, but they're an alternative lender. And what their skill set was, according to them anyways, is they focused on people who were looking for mortgages that did not fit the typical criteria of a bank. So just an example would be, you could have an immigrant come here to Canada who is a responsible person, makes good money, but they don't have an existing credit rating here in Canada. So banks might not want to lend to that person because banks are very risk averse, but Home Capital would look at that and they'd basically try and find the value, and they'd be like, well, there's a good explanation why you don't check all these boxes for the bank, but we think you're a good credit risk, so we're going to give you the mortgage, but we're going to do it at a much higher rate. They were a market darling in 2014, actually. They had reached a peak of $56 on the TSX, and they had surged 71% in a single year. And roughly around that time, I had done an analysis on them. I went back 15 years from that time, and they had grown earnings per share in every single year over that 15-year period. But I did not recommend them because there was some talk that that the credit quality in their portfolio had declined, and I just wanted to stand back and see what happened. But essentially, what happened is that in February and March, the Home Capital had said that the OSC had served the company and some of its former directors with enforcement notices, charging that it had failed to meet its continuous disclosure obligations. So it was the major problems just recently started. Just on the 19th, the stock price had declined about 20% just in one single day, and that essentially happened with the Ontario Securities Commission filing a statement of allegations against the company. And so what had happened is the CEO, the founder and former CEO, who was still a board member, he had stepped down on the 19th. The share price had gone down 20% just on that day. And I was figuring that this was going to be a candidate for a dog, but then it had recovered the next day a fair bit. But just this week, more bad news for the company. The shares plunged more than 60% after Home Capital disclosed that it had suffered from major withdrawals of capital from its investors. So they disclosed that deposits had dropped nearly $600 million between March 28th and April 24th, and that it needed to secure a $2 billion lifeline to mitigate the impact. So they're basically saying, because people are withdrawing all of their deposits out of our bank, obviously they don't have all the money there because they loan it out to people in the form of mortgages. They needed a lifeline of $2 billion. And the problem, this was announced this last week, and the problem is the rate that they're paying on that money for the first billion. 22.5% is what people are calculating the rate at. And for a company like Home Capital, that makes them the subprime borrower. So 22.5% is absolutely outrageous. And when that information was released to the market, that's where you saw the 65% share price drop in just a single day. And you know, we were actually asked, it's interesting, because on our chat session, on our live chat session with clients just this Monday, we were asked a question about Home Capital. We were asked if, you know, given the earnings and the valuation, which looked attractive on paper, if we thought that this was an opportunity or if this was a value trap. And I replied, I believe that this is a value trap. They've especially with these finance businesses, so much is in the detail. What's important is the credit quality of that portfolio. And if there's any allegation or if there's any thought that there's been misleading information provided by the company, and I'm not saying that the company did that, but that is essentially, I believe, what the Ontario Securities Commission is investigating. If there's misinformation provided to try and skew the credit quality of that portfolio, you just have to stay away from businesses like that and just let the chips fall as they may and see what happens after. I had said that I thought that this could be a company where on any given day it could drop 20%, and I was surprised because I guess on any given day I was wrong, and it can actually drop 65%. But in the banking industry, perception is really reality, because these companies rely on confidence that people can put their deposits with them and generate a reasonable rate of return, and those deposits are safe. Those deposits are then loaned out in the form of mortgages at a higher interest rate. So when you lose that confidence, people are going to get their money out of there, and then you have nothing left to lend, and eventually get to a point where you have to tell people, we can't give you your money because we don't have it. We would have to start calling back loans. So that is where the $2 billion lifeline comes in. And when you look at that 22.5% effective interest rate that people are talking about, that right there shows the desperation of the company if they're willing to pay that much. This is literally do or die for them. So I would say, you got to stay far, far away from this company for now. This is something, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but this is literally something that could go to zero.